This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Mine is at about 50%, and I'll tell you why. I have a tendency to overcommit. I want to help with everything I can possibly help with. I want to do everything I can possibly do. I want to be with people, and I forget that at the end of the day, I am an introvert, and I really need time to recharge and take care of myself. Therapy gives me important tools to do that, to recognize what's going on, to understand my battery and where it is and why it's there and what I can do to recharge. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/pantsuit.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze. We put it in, it took like 30 seconds, guys. And its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So that I do not like to spend my time or money in salons when I can help it. But I do enjoy a good manicure, and I especially enjoy spending time with my daughters doing the Olive and June mani system at home, because we can all get a good-looking manicure for around $2. We know that the polish won't chip and will last at least a full week. We get to await with anticipation the new colors that come out each season. The girls love being able to add some sparkles or choose whether they want their top coat to be matte or shiny. We just have a really good time together with salon-grade tools that are so easily explained so that we can do a really good job taking care of our nails, but do it all from the comfort at home. All the choices of a big salon stored in a basket in my closet for when we're ready to hang out together. The Olive and June mani system is a real game changer. So visit oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first mani system.
Hello, everyone. It's Sarah here on Tuesday, September 24th. Beth is here too. She's driving. We are all hands on deck for what has not been a slow news day. It has arguably been the news day because the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has announced a formal impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump.
I felt physically dizzy all day as I have tried to like live life and also take in the developing news.
It's been disorienting. Also because it happened so fast. I mean, I literally told no fewer than four people that this was happening. I told my therapist. I told the piano teacher who was teaching my son piano as I was watching Nancy Pelosi make this announcement. I told my mom. Like, and everybody's reaction was always the same. Wait, what? Seriously? Like, nobody believed me.
Well, you know, we just released an episode this morning saying how necessary this was. And for it to go so quickly from, how big of a deal is this to, no, it's a big deal, I think is encouraging. I also think it's important to talk about what this means, because the statements being put out by Republicans right now sound like this means they have decided to try to remove Donald Trump from office. And that's not what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. It is an impeachment inquiry, meaning the House is saying to the president, we're bringing all of our biggest assets to investigating you and to building a case about whether you should continue to be the president or not. So it's not a rush to judgment. I mean, first of all, it's idiotic to act like anyone is rushing to judgment when he's been under investigation by House committees for a long time. But this is just saying we've crossed into a new threshold, right? And we're going to use every tool at our disposal.
I just think, well, first of all, I want to give mad props to you. I remember we were traveling, I guess, in, was it California? Was it, I don't remember. But I remember you saying, Adam Schiff has this whistleblower thing. It seems like a big deal to me. And it's not that I blew you off. I was like, yeah, I did not have the same reaction you did. But I feel like you smelled something big happening from the beginning. So mad props for that. I also think this talking point of, oh, well, they've been wanting to get rid of him from the beginning. I don't know who picked that for you guys, but you should fire them. Because it's bad. It's a bad talking point. What American believes at this point that the Democratic Party, a mere year away from the next election, in the middle of their own primary contest, is like looking at this as their, you know, the best, most productive way to get rid of Donald Trump? Like this whole, like, well, they've never believed these results and they're just, they didn't like that they lost the election. Like, that is so lame. Does anybody actually buy that? It sounds so lame to me.
I think it's ridiculous. It's especially ridiculous since 2016 is not the last election we had.
Mm-hmm.
We had an election in 2018 in which a Democratic House was elected. And one could surmise that the public was looking for someone to hold this president accountable from that most recent election.
Yep.
So it's a bad talking point all around. And I'm really tired of hearing about how people hate the president. I think it's so irresponsible of elected officials to use that word. This has nothing to do with a personal feeling about the president. I thought Speaker Pelosi so wisely in her statement today focused on not just the fact that the president admits to asking mm-hmm. Ukraine to look into Joe Biden's conduct, but on the fact that his DNI circumvented a statutory process for getting whistleblower complaints to Congress.
Yeah.
You know, it is one more block in a long, long chain, a great big wall is a better analogy because he loves walls.
Mm-hmm,
and that's what his administration keeps building. They have built a wall between the executive branch and Congress. They have acted like Congress has no oversight ability whatsoever.
Right.
And I think it's great that she's saying, enough of that. Enough. You have crossed the line this time.
For me, one of the things I keep thinking about is sort of I'm looking back in this very short timeline and my, you know, evolution and reactions to all this is, you know, when I first heard this phone call, I think had the perception of him that he just doesn't know what he's doing. He still doesn't understand the rules. And then I read a tweet. Well, I guess the next thing that happened is that the reporting came out that he actually instructed his chief of staff to freeze the funds to Ukraine. And then like kept that information about why from Congress, despite the fact that they were asking. And I thought, oh my God, he does know what he's doing. And then I read this quote, and I think it was John Dean, and he said something along the lines of, you know, he was dangerous enough when he just didn't understand the rules he was violating. He will be even more dangerous when he understands how to manipulate them, like how understands that he is breaking the rules and how to and manipulate that process. And I thought, oh my God, that is so right. And maybe that's the threshold we've crossed and why it's so important. Like, you know, we're past like amateur hour at the Trump campaign, not understanding. If you believe that narrative, which I think I probably do, that they just didn't understand what a big deal it is. That's not what we're talking about anymore. We're talking about the president of the United States, seemingly from the newest reporting from the Washington Post, motivated solely by Rudy Giuliani and his crackpot theories and deliberately shutting out the intelligence community that was saying, like, this is a bad idea, like putting the national security of our country and by asking a foreign nation to interfere in our politics for his gain. Like, we've like, just to hit, for him have, to have done this, to have seen all the problems that were caused by the Mueller investigation. But I guess what he saw is I got away with it. And so I can do what I want. I can shoot somebody in Times Square. And so I'm going to use the office of the presidency however I see fit. I'm going to use military aid and our national security however I see fit. And it's just, it's mind-boggling. It really is. And that is saying something for this president.
Part of the reason that I love to deep dive on Ukraine is because I think Ukraine is one of the key hotbeds in the world for what Russia wants to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I think it is so globally important in so many ways. There's oil in Ukraine. There's a nuclear history surrounding Ukraine. There are so many reasons that I think Ukraine is just critically important to the country. And so I wonder when the president says, okay, I'll give you the transcript. It was a perfectly fine call. If he might not fully understand where the lines are that he crossed during the call, if he might not understand what he's walking into when he withholds that funding, I think the fact that an intelligence community whistleblower came forward on this indicates that there are probably dimensions of it that will not be immediately apparent to maybe this president because of his limited understanding of the globe, but also to the public. And I think that's okay. But a concern that I have in this whole process is that this person's identity be protected so that people in the future will do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want this person to be dragged through the mud. I don't want Republicans smearing this person. I am fearful of what happens if this whistleblower is not treated with the respect and dignity that a whistleblower should be treated with.
Yeah. Well, they said that Chuck Grassley has really made whistleblower protection like a huge component of his career. And so I wonder if he'll play any role in the Senate with, you know, if there will be any desire to put party over or country over party with him, seeing as how he's built so much of his career on this.
I recently reorganized my closet and realized that I never need to buy a white blouse or a blue dress again as long as I live. Guys, I have plenty. I did want to add some much neglected color, like pink and yellow, to my closet, and I knew just where to go. Quince always has timeless pieces and a true rainbow of options that can help you build a classic wardrobe no matter the season. It's getting warmer, so I got a soft pink chiffon pleated miniskirt that is so cute and a really beautiful yellow cashmere tee. It's short-sleeved. It's perfect for the sort of bridge weather we're experiencing right now. And the best part is all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I absolutely love it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/pantsuit for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/pantsuit to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/pantsuit. Traditionally, financial planning advice is either only for those who are already wealthy or salespeople calling themselves financial advisors who say they'll give you free financial advice but really just sell products to earn commissions. Fearless Finance takes a dramatic departure from either of those traditional models. Their entire business is built on making financial advice accessible and affordable because we know that financial literacy, stress reduction, and financial security are critical to overall well-being. I'm a little bit obsessed with Elizabeth, our Fearless Finance advisor. I've had an array of advisors in the past who answered questions like, should we be spending less on this, with evasive answers like, it depends on your priorities. Not Elizabeth. She answers with actually helpful guidelines. You're spending more than the average family of five, or I'd like to see this increase by 6%. Thank you. This is Fearless Finance's mission, to make advice affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually and they charge you by the hour. You only pay for the time you use down to a quarter hour. Their planners meet with you where you are on your financial journey, no judgment. Visit fearlessfinance.com today. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit, and you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use the code PANTSUIT. That's fearlessfinance.com and use code PANTSUIT for $50 off your first planning meeting.
We're finally at my favorite time of year. Spring is here. Summer is just around the corner. We're getting our summer essentials ready. Our sunscreen, our emotional support water bottles, our steamy beach reads. But maybe you would prefer your steamy earbuds. This year, there is a new kind of essential right at your fingertips. Enemies to love, chance encounters, a slow burn, friends that become more. Whatever your favorite romantic trope, Dipsy has a spicy audio story just for you. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short and spicy audio stories that bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. You can discover stories about second chance romances and adventurous vacation flings. That's my favorite. Hot and heavy hookups. It can be as heavy or as light as you want it to be. This is what I love about Dipsy. It is a modern approach to romance through high quality, captivating audio fiction that you can listen to in the privacy of your own headphones. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/pantsuit. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/pantsuit. That's dipsystories.com/pantsuit.
I hope so. I think we should talk about the narrative that I've heard several times today of, like, this will backfire. Because that's an instinct that I've had many times. So I'm not being judgmental about people who have that instinct. People who are saying this will guarantee his reelection because the Senate will not remove him, even if the House impeaches him, and that will just mean that he's emboldened and he'll go on to be president for four more years. My reaction to that today is, you know, maybe America needs that test. I agree that I think it's unlikely that the Senate removes him from office. I still think it's important that the House impeach him. I still think it's important that there be a trial in the Senate, that every single member of Congress go on record mm-hmm. about where they stand on this. And if the public reelects him fairly following that kind of exercise, then I think we know some important things about whether we deserve the form of government that we were gifted by previous generations. I am not willing to make that political calculus given where we are today.
I mean, I think that that public trial is a really important component of thinking through what will happen, because the reality is that Republican senators for, I don't know, how long has Mitch McConnell been the party leader? A decade? Have not had to act publicly in that way.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, when we say, oh, they all act in lockstep. Yeah, when he protects them, when he keeps them from having to make hard votes, that's not what this will be. You know, to a certain extent, when you're a United States senator, I think there is a bigger emphasis on legacy, on the historical impact of your decision making. And I don't think it's open and shut that impeachment will not pass through the Senate. We don't even know what's in that whistleblower complaint yet. And I feel like national intelligence and national security would be a really, really difficult thing for Republican senators to turn their backs on. You know, not to mention that I think to a certain extent, Mitch McConnell's power has lessened. I think that he is facing a tough reelection campaign. I think that there is a real chance that the control of the Senate could change. And just, I mean, I guess I'm just an eternal optimist, and I have to believe that if you are going to go to the trouble to get on the United States Senate, you don't want to be on the wrong side of history by supporting a president that pressured a foreign leader to interfere in our electoral politics. I mean,
yeah, I agree with that. I think there's a chance. I think it's really unlikely, but I think there's a chance. I'll tell you what. I think that the mass shootings have really impacted the possibility that Republicans retain control of the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the popular discussion is, no, that's actually going to invigorate the Second Amendment crowd. But that is not what I see evidence of. And that's the other thing. I feel like we're not giving the public enough credit, because the president is not walking in with even a 50% approval rating.
Right.
He starts out upside down on whether people think he's doing a good job. Going through this process, I can't imagine that that approval rating goes up.
Right.
Because he's not Bill Clinton.
No.
He doesn't have a story to tell here that makes him look like, oh, shucks, I just really messed up this one. You know, that's not what this is going to be. This is probably going to be one layer after another of corruption.
Yep.
Because if they open this impeachment inquiry on this whistleblower complaint, I think it's possible that others come out. I think it's possible that Congress starts to ask some really serious questions about his relationship with Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think this is going to be an isolated inquiry.
Well, and I just think at this point in his presidency, his approval rating is upside down, not just because we're still fighting about 2016, but because it's death by a thousand cuts, too. I mean, it's all those things. It's the scandals and the racism and the nationalism and the corruption and the tweeting. You know, we're all exhausted by it. I mean, I feel like it was funny. The, like, emotional reaction people had was, you know, shocked that I think that it happened so fast, and also, like, oh my God, he just gets away with everything. What if he gets away with this too? You know, but my 10-year-old said, hey, look, only four presidents have impeached and he's one of them, and that nothing will ever change that. And I thought, oh, the wisdom of a child. Like, he's right. You know, he's right. Like, if nothing else, he will have this stain on his presidency. I hope that's not the end of it.
And it sounds like the votes are there.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the count today, it looks like the votes are there for him to be impeached. And you're right. Every report that I've heard of the last few days has said that he is aware of that and he does not want that. He does not want to be one of those.
His Twitter reaction sure looks like that. He didn't take it well. That's for dang sure.
Well, and you pointed out when we talked earlier, and then I watched part of the video later, that he had an abysmal performance at the United Nations General Assembly today.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, it just, he was saying all this stuff with this tone of voice that didn't match what he was saying. Oh, man, his cadence was weird. His delivery was weird. I mean, I can only think that it was because that's not where his mind was. I don't know who decided.
Parts of the speech.
Go ahead.
Parts of the speech were truly awful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost hard to listen to the substance of it because of the delivery.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have to believe that Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi understand that, like, this is not a nothing burger. She moved quickly and everybody started. I mean, the most powerful thing in Washington, D.C. is that sort of domino effect, that momentum. And I mean, I think that's what you witnessed today. When it became, you know, sometimes it only takes one person. I mean, it could only take one or two Senate Republicans, the right one or two Senate Republicans, to say, this cannot stand. And you might see the same domino and the momentum you saw today in the House, that once a couple moderates say this doesn't work, it just becomes this sort of unstoppable train where nobody wants to get left behind because they don't want to be the, you know, the lone bad voice in the arc of history. Also, I just wonder for both Republicans in the House and the Senate, like that reporting we talked about on the podcast today, that 40% are gone. Like, what's he done for you lately, guys? Like, he's underwater on his approval ratings. He's decimated the party. What exactly do you think you owe him?
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they made solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15. Spring is so tricky because I feel the sun shining, the earth is waking up, and I want fresh, vegetable-forward meals. And I'm running in 75 directions and don't have a lot of kitchen and prep time. Fortunately, Factor is here for me and for you with fresh, never frozen meals that are chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in 2 minutes. They have a ton of options for us, including keto, protein plus, vegan, veggie, calorie smart, and so many add-ons. If you need help with breakfast or snacks or on-the-go lunches or beverages, Factor is here for you. Every meal I've had from Factor is so well composed. It's so flavorful. The sauces are delicious. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look for Earth Month Eats badges on the menu for the lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/pantsuit50 and use code pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code pantsuit50 at factormeals.com/pantsuit50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's another reason that I think it's important to be open to what our place in history might be today. Mm-hmm. Because if your perspective today is, well, the Senate will never remove him and it'll just fire up his base and here we'll, and the Democrats will nominate Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders and he'll run the table on the Electoral College. Okay, that could be, maybe. But there are other possibilities. Mm-hmm. And I think one of those possibilities is that he resigns. I think one of those possibilities is that he doesn't run for reelection. I think one of those possibilities is at least if the Republicans have a real primary, that, you know, there could be people waiting in the wings to run against him who now say a president who's in the midst of an impeachment trial seems like not our best candidate.
Yeah.
So there are all kinds of ways that this could play out. And I keep thinking about, like, what must it have felt like during Watergate as the process unfolded? I only know it from the ending, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're not at the ending right now. We're in the messy middle of this.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. Well, we're excited to be here with all of you for this journey.
Excited is an interesting word. It's intense.
It is.
I think it feels really intense, and I want to acknowledge that it's hard to just live life.
Yes.
When you care about your government the way that those of us in this community care about our government. It is hard to be sitting at third grade basketball practice or driving to give a speech tomorrow or being at a vestry meeting like I know you were earlier, Sarah. I mean, it's hard to just keep going through the motions of life because I think there isn't a tangible sense that we are in the middle of something historic. This will be in the history books, however it turns out.
Right.
And that's a big feeling.
Big feeling. Well, that is what Pantsuit Politics is for, is to hold our big feelings around our government and politics and Donald Trump, sadly. Well, thank you for joining us and our big feelings. Obviously, we'll be talking about this more. We will be releasing this nightly nuance in the feed tomorrow because it felt cruel and unusual to not talk about this until Friday. So we're here. Y'all are here. Tomorrow is another day. That's all I can say. Beth, you got anything else?
No. Good night, everybody.